Welcome to John Michael's Personal Branding Masterclass. John is the founder and CEO of Image Group International, an award-winning image consulting and personal branding pioneer established in 1989. This podcast will bring you old-school wisdom, inspiring ideas, strategies, and hacks for the new tech world. Here you will learn everything about personal branding, the system, the techniques, and the right mindset to have a successful personal brand, image, and reputation.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of my podcast. I'm John Michael, your host, and today we're diving into the crucial aspect of personal branding and how you are managing your online presence by cleaning up those digital footprints. But before we delve into today's topic, a quick reminder to connect with me on social media. You can find me on X as John_Michael, on LinkedIn as John Michael, and on Facebook as Image Group International. So let's get straight to the heart of the matter. In an increasingly digital world, your online presence, of course, we all know is a significant component of your personal brand. It's your digital footprint. It's your reputation online. So what appears online from a social media perspective, profiles, search results, contributes to the perception others have of you. And this is very, very important. Remember, perception is reality in the person's mind. So if that's the perception, it's up to us, if we like it or not, to either change it, you know, expand on that, or even transform that to something specifically that fits more with our identity and, of course, who we really are. So remember, we all make errors, but we can also correct them. This is about having a mindset that says, you know, you're going to have a go, but if you're going to make a mistake, there's no such thing. You just got to basically recorrect, realign, repurpose, etc., and of course, show the real you specifically to the marketplace, in this case, the digital world. Today, we'll explore the ways on how to manage your digital footprint and of course, how it impacts your personal brand. But first things first, what exactly is a digital footprint? Your digital footprint is the trail of all the data you leave behind as you interact online. And it includes, of course, your social media activities, online searches, comments, shares, and the articles or content you publish. And of course, this is important to look at this specifically from a holistic point of view, because even the search aspect of what you do online is, of course, a digital footprint that potentially can create problems down the track, especially anything that's too controversial, political, and against the official line. There is censorship going on. We all know that. Let's stop living in denial around that. It happens and will continue to happen. So it's up to us to take responsibility for that. Now, the information collectively sort of shapes your online identity and it's accessible to others who might be searching for you. And what I mean by that? So what I'm saying is, you know, everything, all online activity creates a pattern that specifically gives a lot of information about you. And what that means is then, of course, that information is used for different reasons. And part of that, of course, is for marketing back to you, no different to if you're running a business, you're probably marketing to your clients in the same way. So you've got to treat this with respect it deserves. After all, remember, all of this is all about your name. So before you publish, ask yourself, am I proud of this content that it represents me? So am I just doing ad hoc posting for the sake of activity and being busy, okay? And as opposed to specifically, does it represent your brand, your reputation? Is it your identity? If not, that's fine, but that's not the world I'm in. You know, from an authentic perspective, this is about you presenting to the world who you really are, as opposed to some fake online profile. So your online presence is a vital part, of course, of your personal brand, as we've already noted numerous times. So potential employers, clients, collaborators often turn to the internet to learn more about you. We all know that. You have done that. I have done that. We all do that. So a well-managed digital footprint can enhance your credibility. While a messy or inconsistent one may raise eyebrows or damage your reputation. So we will discuss strategies to ensure that your online presence aligns seamlessly with your personal brand. Now, let's talk about cleaning up some of those digital footprints. And what you do there is, you know, treat this as type of digital audit. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting your career, taking control of your online presence is a proactive step in managing your personal brand. Start by reviewing your social media profiles. Start with all of them. Check privacy settings, review content, and ensure, you know, that your posts align with the image you want to present. Remove anything that might be inconsistent with your personal brand, and that does happen over time. Something that you might have posted a few years ago might not be relevant anymore. So you might want to bring that down. Outdated content, of course, controversial comments that you now no longer agree with, and images that are now incongruent with your personal brand, these are all things to consider so you can remove them. The second action you should take is to conduct a quick Google search on yourself as well. Type in your name and, of course, your company name as well. And there's so many results that will come up. And, of course, what's important is what appears on the first page of the results. And part of this also is, you know, some people you might search for that don't even exist, right? And there could be many reasons for that. I'm not going to go into that today. But that doesn't mean specifically that they don't exist. They just don't exist digitally. And we know that the old saying, if you don't exist on Google, you don't exist. Although, of course, people do exist. Maybe for numerous reasons, there's a reason why they're not up there. This is often, though, the first impression people get when they do search for you. And if you don't exist, of course, it's like it brings up question marks. That's the point. And I'm not talking about necessarily anything nefarious, but I am talking about question marks. And the last thing you want is people have question marks that takes them away from who you are as a brand and starts to create confusion for them. Because if they can't find you, it's like in the year 2024, if they can't find you, there's something that's just really questionable around that. Unless you've been living sort of in a cave for a long time and you're happy doing that, that's fine. But of course, most people today would have some sort of information about them online. So ensure that the information is, of course, accurate, positive, and aligns with your personal brand. And with that, it's important because, again, if it's not congruent, and this is a key word here, if it's not congruent, you're creating inconsistencies that gets people to question from a perspective of maybe not positive. They're thinking, what's going on here? As opposed to when they do find exactly what they're looking for and your brand represents who you say you are, then, of course, people feel comfortable with that. And, of course, trust is built dramatically. So, like I said, you can't afford mixed messages. So make sure that it all speaks with the same voice. And this is important. Now, this is essential for individuals and, of course, small businesses specifically, because big businesses have got a lot of resources. They've got a lot of teams. They've got a lot of know-how in managing their brands and, of course, their images. And, of course, they stuff it up as well. But when it comes to small business, medium-sized business, and individuals, this happens all the time. So next, what you should do while you've done your little audit is update your professional profiles. So if you have a professional profile on platforms like LinkedIn, for instance, make sure they're up to date. So showcase, number one, your results, your skills and experiences that reinforce your personal brand and what you want to present. And results is the key here. You get a lot of what I would call is motherhood statements, and the results are sort of not, you know, they're really questionable. You want to really go and see the results. And of course, what also proves results is definitely testimonials from real people. LinkedIn is a perfect example of that because you can go into the testimonials and they're not fake, like, for instance, other potential media, like, you know, especially Facebook, Instagram, and so on. So it's very important that you show your testimonials as well, because that's proof of work from people that you've actually worked together with. And if there is no testimonials, you've got to ask that as well. This is a very important question. But obviously, you're questioning around that. Let's assume you're searching somebody and there is none of that. That's then up to you to start asking, you know, where is the evidence that proves that what you do is actually true? So think thought leadership, as I mentioned before, from the point of view of no motherhood statements, because motherhood statements are vanilla and it's easy to be vanilla online, but to have thought leadership is another thing. I mean, you could even try to fake it with AI, but the reality is in the real world, if you had to respond and answer questions around that, you know, you're most likely going to be lost if you don't really understand the subject matter. So I suggest instead of trying to fake it, get good at really what you love. get really knowledgeable and wise from the perspective of what really is it that drives you, that lights you up. And you know, in the same way, from a passion perspective as well, this way you make yourself memorable. And memorable is key for most people. Otherwise, you're going to disappear out there because no one's going to remember you. And of course, from a branding point of view, you don't want that. Next, review any articles, blog posts, content you've published online and decide if you will keep them or discard them. And I noted that earlier, including images that might have been from the past and no longer serve you. Always ensure that the messaging aligns with your current personal brand strategy. And remember, what is strategy? The strategy is the umbrella, okay? The content is the little spokes. So basically, you know, if you haven't got the covering of the umbrella and you're looking at the bits and pieces of the spokes, that's just part of content. What you want to do is get your strategy right first. And most people don't get strategy right. What they do is concentrate more on tactics, and well, on tactics, that's posting for the sake of posting. I strongly recommend you don't do that. I think, you know, you should sit down, get really clear on your story, why you matter, why should people care, and basically create the story that serves people from the perspective of dealing with a lot of their challenges. If you don't do that and you're just posting stuff for the sake of posting, including for SEO reasons to sort of try to circumnavigate the algorithms and so on, I think that is just what I would call a race to the bottom. You don't want to do that. And most of the population is doing that. So that automatically says you've got an opportunity if you want to play the game differently, because you'll be one step ahead and you will be able to make yourself come across as different. So if need be, also make updates, as I previously said, because removing any content no longer serves you is actually a smart tactic, because then it fits in with your overall strategy of where you want to go. So what I mean by that further is you got to get really clear on what your destination is, why you're doing this. And there could be many reasons. It could be to get known. It could be to be respected. It could be to be seen as a thought leader. It could be so many, 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 many reasons. It could be to get, from a practical point of view, a new position or a promotion or get onto a board or sell yourself to another position, another corporation. From a business point of view, it could be very simply creating the thought leadership so clients would see you as the leader in your space. So there's many, many reasons why you want to be doing this. But I will tell you this, if you're not in that competitive world, if you're not operating in the competitive world, a lot of the things that I say will not matter to you. If you're in a very safe, what I would call public service position, that you've got a job for life, you're going to probably think a lot of this is like, doesn't matter for you. That's okay as well. I'm talking to people with an entrepreneurial spirit, people that are ambitious and people that want to have always their best face moving forward, presented to the world. And if you're not interested in that, most likely my work would not be of any interest to you. So it's about you maximizing your value, not your worth. We already know your worth. It's your value. And remember, value is a perception. And this is where branding comes into play. And last but not least, stay proactive by setting up Google Alerts in your name and also your company name. This way, you'll be notified whenever new information about your peers, allowing you to address it promptly. And the important aspect of that is, especially, example, if from a crisis management point of view, if something does come up, especially around your company or any particular subject that you're interested, then at least you've got some data to deal with. And at the same time with your name as well, if somebody's using your name, let's say, in a way that really doesn't fit in with what you're on about, you will be able to find that, because a lot of that happens online. People create all sorts of fake accounts, and specifically, you'll be at least one step ahead of the game. And also, you can do this for your competitors. You know, you can set up Google Alerts for your competitors' brand, or anything you'd like to keep your eye on. Of course, keywords on leadership articles, for example. You know, so you get some really great data. And it's very, very important you stay on top of this, because from a thought leadership point of view, you're either going to be an authentic thought leader or you're going to try to fake it. Now, if you're going to try to fake it online, you don't want to go down that track. Why? Because there's already so much of that happening right now. You know, so then you're just contributing to what I would call is mass online pollution, because that's what you're doing. We don't need more articles out there. What we need is definitely more thoughtful articles that make a difference to people's lives. And of course, at the same time, build credibility for you. So it's all part of being awake to new possibilities that can elevate you and your personal brand in the digital space. And this I would support. Tick, tick, tick. Well, that wraps up today's episode. And remember, your online presence is a dynamic aspect of your brand, and taking control of it can positively impact how others perceive you. And perception is a big game. We all know that. So if you found this episode helpful, please rate us on your preferred podcast platform and connect with me on social media. I thank you again for tuning in. Until next time, keep crafting that remarkable personal brand. Cheerio.
John Michael's Personal Branding Masterclass podcast is sponsored by Image Group International, a global team of practical, digitally savvy personal brand and image strategists based in Australia, committed to maximizing your impact, influence, and authority in the business world. To learn more and apply for your personal coaching, seminars, and group workshops, please visit imagegroup.com.au or call 1-800-631-311.